the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By ADT Security. More than just a line in the sand. By VSP. For more information on how VSP can help you with your corrective vision needs, visit their website at VSP.com. And by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Did you celebrate National Canine Veterans
Day?
Well,
I was certainly aware of it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's hard for me to celebrate now that my dog's gone.
I know. But listen, there's, you know, dogs and partners are some of the most important weapons that we have anymore.
I'm telling you, Randy, I am so happy that I can't even begin to tell you how glad my heart is that finally canines.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting treated with some respect.
And some recognition.
And things are changing.
Yeah. And to talk about that, we got Sergeant Major Jack Tilley is here with us. Sergeant Major, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing very good. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, great. Welcome back on the show. We had you on the show years ago.
Right after he retired, I believe, Major of the Army, a couple years after that.
Yep.
Well, if you knew who it was on the phone, would you call me again today? I mean,
absolutely. What are you talking about?
I was real happy to see that you're going to be on the show again.
Yeah, this is great. And how did you get involved with National Canine Veterans Day?
Well, I work for New Day USA, and they're a big supporter of the Leashes of Valor up in Virginia, where they connect service dogs with the veterans who are greatly benefit from the companies, from the animals and stuff like that. So that's how we got involved through the organization New Day USA. They're a big supporter of veterans. They do all they can to help their veterans either financially or give them a home or help them get into a home or support with stuff like this. So I'm a big supporter of New Day, and I'm a big supporter of the kind of things that, those dogs have. You know, I was in Vietnam in 67 to 68, and, I was a tanker, too, so that's a little bit different. But they had dogs over there, but they treated them totally different.
Yeah.
And the neat things about what these canines do is, you know, they probably save 150 to 200 lives on the battlefield.
Wow.
It's incredible the things that they do, and for us to have a day for them is the right kind of stuff to do. And I sometimes get talking too much, but I want to tell you something real quick. 58,220 people died in Vietnam. 153,000 over were wounded. 1,600 of them are still missing. And I think sometimes if we had more participation or more dogs over there, could have helped us a little bit more. And I think the answer I always come to is yes.
There's no doubt.
It's a big deal. Oh, yeah.
I was a grunt in Vietnam, so believe me, it would have been great to have some canines with us.
What year was you in Vietnam?
I was there from 69 to 72.
Yeah. I was there during the Tet Offensive in 60, that fighting in the streets of Saigon down there. I when I go back and I look at the kind of the things that went on there, that's why I'm so proud to work with New Day USA. They understand exactly what we need to do to help our veterans. I wish everybody did in our country. So it's
right.
Well, anyway, to you, welcome home, brother.
Right on. Same to you, Sergeant Major.
You know what is interesting too, Sergeant Major, is the fact that what we were talking about at the beginning of the program, how finally it's taken this long to come around to recognizing these canine veterans. And just like you're doing now with New Day USA, I mean, you served, thank you for your service, but then you come back and you're serving some more, and a lot of these dogs do the same thing.
That's all Sergeant Major knows how to do, serve.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'll never stop, just like you guys. I'll never stop serving. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, if we can connect dogs with veterans, because there's so many veterans out there that have problems. I mean, I've suffered from post-traumatic. I don't know about you now, but I've suffered from post-traumatic stress for 40 years. And there's certain things I can't even talk about. I cry. Mm-hmm. And to have a dog with you, or to have somebody with you, like a canine, that that can just sort of make it better, make you feel so much better. That, mm-hmm. They just don't look for mines. You know, it's the companionship that they bring to the service member. I mean, that's you know, it's incredible.
Yep, a dog. You know, they bring so much. Animals do so much for the, your heart and your spirit. It's unbelievable. You know, one thing we've noticed over the past few years is the acceptance of service dogs.
Yeah.
For example, VA, at one time, I mean, they were like, oh, come on. They don't do anything for you. But now they're starting to accept that.
You know, it's a shame. It's a shame too. I think sometimes there should be a bridge between the VA and veterans a little bit better.
Yes.
And I think sometimes they miss that. You know, I mean, if you look at the force, 86% of the force is enlisted, and a lot of guys, and not saying anything bad about the VA, but a lot of guys that work at the VA are. Or maybe disconnected in a little way. So I just think it's, you know, they're doing the right thing now. It took a long time, but they finally got it.
Well, I tell you what they need is some senior retired senior enlisted running place.
Yeah, exactly.
Because run.
You know something? It's funny you say that because I you're exactly right. I think that they should have somebody at that senior level, if nothing more, to advise them a little bit. To tell them exactly, because there's a disconnect when you look at the all the stuff that goes on. There's just a tremendous disconnect. I've said that for years. I agree with you 100%. And I would tell you, I would help them for I wouldn't say absolutely nothing, but I would help.
Watch yourself.
Well, I started to say I'd do it for nothing. Then I said, well, if I say that and somebody hears this, I'm in trouble.
Right. But you get some retired sergeant majors in there, retired Navy chiefs, senior chiefs, or master senior chiefs. Believe me,
things are going to get done.
Things are going to change.
Yeah.
Well, it would change, and again, it's almost. I think politics is politics, and I certainly don't want to get into that. But when you think about the senior level, and then you think the guys, you know, you was an infantry guy in Vietnam. You think about the people at the top and the people at the bottom. And they just don't get it sometimes. The kind of sacrifices even these canines make.
Right.
And the kind of sacrifice that infantry people, that all services make. Sometimes there's just a tremendous disconnect. And the other thing I think is really neat about the canines, when you think about the lives they save, think about the families that see you when you come home. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep, absolutely.
God.
Yep.
You know, it's just...
Randy, you should tell a story.
Well, I was just going to talk about that. Yeah, we're talking to Sergeant Major Jack Tilley here on the National Defense. Yeah, we had a story, I don't know, a couple years ago. And it was I can't remember the branch.
He was Army.
He came back home, and he wanted his partner, his canine partner with him. And
they both had been wounded, he had been wounded.
Yeah, he had been wounded, but they shipped, there was some kind of a glitch, and they shipped his canine partner off to somewhere
that's how, that's
in North
how they
Carolina.
Used to do it.
Yeah, right.
They used to sell them off to private companies.
Yeah.
Security companies.
Well, they actually, to one of the bases in North Carolina. And so he's looking for his canine partner, and he can't find him. And so he appealed to the people at the base, and they said, you know, we'll fix it up. We've got your canine partner. Well, they had actually adopted him out to another family.
Right.
And the family, knowing what the circumstances were, wouldn't give the dog back, wouldn't give the dog up. And it went everywhere.
No.
So we got involved, and we went to the, I think it was the American Pet Association in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They got involved and jumped in, and it got a couple of senators involved. Anyway, he got his dog back. He got his buddy back.
And that was one of the things we like to think, anyway, that they started talking about this in D.C.
Right.
And about how they need to fix this. Senator Claire McCaskill was involved in that, and some other good people in D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those those are the successes that you want to hear about. Yeah. We don't hear enough about things like that because there's a lot of people that, want to do good things, but you know, we always hear the negative side of everything. I'll tell you really a quick story. When you talk about the sacrifices that veterans make, I used to go to Walter Reed quite a bit, and I'll tell you two stories real quick. One is the worst service member I ever seen in Walter Reed was a triple amputee.
Oh.
He was blind, and he was 18 years old.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, it just breaks your heart. Mm. And I think, again, going back to canines, I think, you know, the kind of things that they do in the battlefield for us, you know, you certainly can't stop all of mine. I was in Bosnia where they had, you know, you'd afraid to get off your vehicle to go to the latrine, I guess, because there's so many damn mines over. So you have to stand off the side of the vehicle. And they had vehicles down there, you know, 4 and 5 high, and they threw them everywhere. And people didn't know where they was. And they did. They brought dogs in there and started sniffing them out. And, God, it was just unbelievable.
Hmm.
The other one, I was going to tell you one other story. I was in Afghanistan one time, and I'd go and, you know, visit soldiers and stuff. And they had a young man that just had hit a mine, stepped on a mine, blew his foot off.
Mm.
And this almost makes me cry. And so I went in to see him. And, oh, God, he was just all tore up. And I just said, you know, God bless you. And thank you for what you do. Same young man, 6 months later, I was in Walter Reed. I went into his room, and his girlfriend was there. And he says, hey, would you mind stepping out? Oh, God. And he says to me, he says, Sergeant Major, I'm sorry for crying. Hmm. Now think about that.
Wow.
Think about the kind of sacrifices that our veterans make. Think about the kind of sacrifices these canines make for us. It's a big difference.
That's a great
story.
It's a great story, you know, and it just shows the heart of somebody like Sergeant Major Jack Tilley.
And New Day, of course, USA.
New Day USA, and the group Leashes of Valor. You can look. We'll have all of those on our website.
And the Sergeant Major's got some good company there, I see.
Oh, yeah.
The New Day 5,
you
call?
I don't connect myself with people I don't think are taking care of veterans. And the Pinnacle 5, or the New Day 5 team that we have, that they're the senior enlisted from all the services. And that's, again, that's why we joined New Day. I am not going to work with anybody I think doesn't care about veterans.
Yeah. Sergeant Major Jack Tilley, thank you so much for your time, man. Great talking to you again. Great catching up.
Well, let me say one thing real quick to you guys. Thank you for what you do. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you.
Respect.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Sure.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. We'll be right back on the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry. And we've got a lot to talk about this week, Jerry. And, you know, one of the things right now is VA, the situation there, and what's going to happen.
I'm telling you.
Do we have to break in another secretary?
It's disgraceful. The problem with the VA is still exists. That's existed since day one.
Right.
The bureaucrats have control. The damn VA.
They do.
You got an inside job going on. You got Shulkin isn't perfect. That's the second largest department in our government.
Yep.
Next to the Pentagon.
Right.
Okay? Department of Defense.
So it shouldn't be a revolving door.
It shouldn't be a revolving door. And are there going to be problems? Hell yeah, there's going to be problems.
Yeah, there's always problems.
But, you know, you got to give the secretary licensed to handle those problems.
Yep.
You can't have the bureaucrats who are entrenched in there and will always be entrenched, apparently, working against them, trying to sabotage them. You got people in D.C. now, and I'm not going to get into naming people, But you get people inside the administration
yep.
who have the presidents here. You got donors. You got all these clowns. What they want to do is privatize the VA. There's not one congressionally chartered VSO that wants to do away with the VA because we understand they deal with 3 million patients a year.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, for years they were under budgeted. They still are. The population of veterans is increasing that need help from the VA.
What is it? 250,000 that come back every year that transition out, and the VA has to deal with all of those.
That's right. And it's not just VA medical care.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's education, and it's all the offshoot. VA does a tremendous job, and I challenge any civilian medical company, whatever the hell they're called now. These are corporations, corporations.
Right. It's all money. It's all money.
It is.
That's what it is.
And that's it. VA, they're prescription drugs. They buy them the way they should be bought, the way they ought to be doing with Medicare.
Yep.
A lot of those facilities are teaching facilities. So, in other words, you got physicians who, because of their experience of learning at VA medical facilities, they're making $1 zillion a year as private physicians.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is that, you know, that you talked about the privatization. How many years has that been bantered around, privatization?
Quite a few.
And every time it comes up, like you say, all the VSOs, they say, no, we know best for veterans.
Yeah. And instead of a damn parade, how about taking that $15 million or $20 million they're projecting it's going to cost
right,
and use that for veterans? That's a lot of coconuts, pal.
Let me tell you about a good guy. A good guy is somebody who will come on this radio show, give a little tribute and a shout-out to the troops, and I'll tell you a little behind-the-scenes story here.
Okay.
We have gone out to a lot of different quote-unquote celebrities and said, come on the show.
Yeah.
Give a little shout-out to the troops. Talk about, you know, how you honor their service. Don't care what your political background is.
Take 2 minutes out of your day.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to release a list in the next couple of weeks of the celebrities who do not have 2 minutes to come on the show and do it.
Good.
But I will tell you this. Probably the most famous director, at least of my generation, has agreed to do something.
Yes.
George Lucas. Can you believe George Lucas?
Man, I'm telling you.
George, wait till you hear this. This is George Lucas with a little special shout out to the troops on the National Defense.
Hello to all you Jedi warriors out there. This is George Lucas, and I just wanted to call to wish you all a safe 2018. And give you my personal thanks for all your service to our country. We are so fortunate to have each of you defending America. May the force be with you.
May the force be... he actually said, may the force be with you.
This guy...
How about that?
I mean, he's done a lot more than Star Wars. All the Harrison Ford...
Right. Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones movies.
In fact, he recorded that at Skywalker Ranch. And got it to us and said, please play this on a show.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Thank you so much, George Lucas.
We've hit the big time.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, Jerry Newberry, and the cough you heard was from Travis McVeigh, Marine Corps veteran and founder of a new vodka called Heroes Vodka. That sounds good. That sounds fantastic.
Cheers.
Travis, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Very well. It's going to be 67 degrees here today, so we're going to get rid of the cold weather.
Right outside of Nashville.
Don't be bragging. It's going to be 71 here.
I know, in Kansas City.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, Kansas City.
So, Travis, is the Heroes Vodka available everywhere now?
No, sir, we're in about over 25 states now, but you can check our website at www.heroesvodka.com, and it'll give a list of the states that we're in and the distributor with. So if you're in a state and you don't see it on your shelf, you can just contact your store and have them order from our distributor, or you can send us an email to our website, and we'll help you locate that as well.
So I'm a little bit curious. I mean, how does one How does one decide to get into the vodka business?
Well, from the Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of life experience, I think, is what it is. So, but no, it started out, you know, my journey from growing up in a small town in Indiana and going into the Marines and my life experiences and things that happened to me along the way. And I never thought in a million years I'd be doing what I'm doing now. But life sometimes, you know, can play funny tricks on you sometimes. But I'm, you know, I'm very fortunate. I don't have to shoot at anybody. Nobody's shooting at me. I'm going around selling one of the last affordable luxuries we are and honoring service and sacrifice and getting to give money back. So that's the American dream.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about that, Travis. How does that work with Heroes Vodka?
Well, what we do is, what really happened, I was a Marine Guard for President Bush Sr. for about 2.5 years.
Really?
Wow.
There in Washington.
Cool.
Yeah, it's the oldest post in the Marine Corps, founded by Thomas Jefferson, I think, in 1810 or 1805.
It's a cool job.
Yes, so I thought it was at first. I went through infantry school and everything. I'm a Hollywood Marine, so I left Indiana, went to MCRD San Diego, went through all my training, and had the honor to be selected as a Marine Presidential Honor Guard for President Bush Sr., the 41st President of the United States. So I was 19 years old, going from a small town and going to the most powerful city in the world. It was a little bit intimidating at first, but being a Marine, we're taught to intimidate other people. So
right.
It was a great training. I met two fellow Marines there, became brothers to me. Richard Gaston was from Indiana as well in a different town. And my other friend, Thomas Rabjohn, was from Arizona, and we were stationed there together and became, you know, like brothers together. But unfortunately, my buddy Richard was killed as a state trooper when he got out of the Marines. And my friend Tom got out of the service, became a police officer in Phoenix, went back into the Guard, and served in Iraq with honor, but was unfortunately killed in Afghanistan. So you go through those emotions when you lose someone close to you. You're angry, you're pissed off, you feel guilty for not being there, but finally I was inspired to do something more than just think about them. I wanted to take action, and that's kind of where the aha moment or epiphany hit me. And I was sitting in a VFW thinking about my two friends around Memorial Day, and I kept seeing these big liquor companies and other companies giving us lip service like they cared about us, but it was only on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Or you had to send a bottle cap for they gave something back, and I said, you know, that's the wrong way. And that was the seeds that planted Heroes Vodka in my mind, how to do that the right way.
Well, I'm a little bit confused because I'm reading your bio, and it does, you know, it's distinguished service record, but you know, you were a Marine and you used the word epiphany. That's
yes, we do more than color. Crayons, yes.
That dig was for my twin brother who served in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, that's right. And he doesn't have his own vodka, does he?
No.
No. Hey, Travis, you know, man, you guys have won a bunch of awards with this Heroes Vodka, huh?
Yes, and that's the thing about it, you know, to honor my two friends and everyone that served, you know, I wanted to make sure I had the best spirit available in that bottle. And some people sometimes will, you know, put quality with price, but don't do that with my vodka. I just happen to know how much vodka costs to be made. So some of those other companies should be charging that. You don't have to age it.
Right.
You know, you can make it today and basically sell it tomorrow. And once you get to a certain quality of vodka, they're pretty similar. It goes on to what you think your lifestyle is or what your taste is. But that, you know, and also I'm not a hero. You know, my two friends that died for this country, the people who don't come back to me are the heroes. I just want to be an inspiration to others that if I can find a way to serve again, you can too, because that's one of the biggest problems transitioning from the military to civilian life. People seem like they don't have a mission again, that they don't have to serve. And the news just tells us that we all have post-traumatic stress.
Yep.
But like General Mattis says, there's post-traumatic growth out there. And there's a lot of veterans in this movement.
I like that. Yeah.
You know,
post-traumatic
Eli
growth.
Crane. Yes. And that's what it is. Eli Crane, the founder of Bottle Breacher. You've got Daniel Ehrlich from Grunt Style. You have the guys from Combat Flip Flops. You know, there's a lot of veterans out there. It's been very successful after their service. And that's what we'll do. We'll rally our brothers and sisters to show them, you know, that the war's not over. You know, we're still losing plenty of us at home, and we want to be an inspiration to others, just like the vets after World War II, the greatest generation. It's just that there's a lot more people that serve than there's only 1% of us now, so we're very rare.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because that stereotype about, you know, I've been a victim of that stereotype myself. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and you know, people forget that the majority of veterans come home, they get back into society, they start their own companies like you and other good people. But they're also the cop, the firefighter, the other first responders. They're the butchers. They're the car mechanics.
Right. Sure.
You know, so, yeah, there is life afterwards, and people need to understand that veterans aren't crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's one of the biggest things I had a problem with, because the media tries to show us all the time that we're broken or there's something wrong with us.
Right.
I'm like, you know, did your research. There's over 3 million better-known businesses out there.
And some of the most successful
businesses in the world. You start talking about Walmart, Hilton, Marriott, Walgreens. I mean, I could go on and on. And
well,
now
Alex Gorsky, Alex Gorsky, who graduated from West Point and now is the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'd say, yeah.
You know.
Hey, yeah, nothing against the other services, but it seems like there's a lot more Marines out there doing that.
No, I think they're probably Army.
So, Travis, you know, we've talked to a lot of people through the years on a program that have developed some kind of spirit. You know, Toby Keith did it.
Yeah.
A couple of vodka companies. What is it about Heroes Vodka that is going to make you succeed where some others have kind of fallen off, you know?
Well, a lot of times, nothing against Toby Keith. Toby's, you know, been a great advocate for the military and all that.
Sure.
But their money comes from, you know, first of all, he had already made it before he tried to do that.
You're right.
And his money comes from his singing, you know, and things like that. Me, this is, when I go out of the cave to hunt, this is what I'm doing. This is all I have. This is my dream. This is my baby. I gave everything up to start this. I mean, I lost a house in the process. I got sick there for a while, and then given everything, I'm working at Bridgestone for 16 years doing this, you know, at the same time. And it was very, very difficult. But, you know, through great sacrifice comes great gain. And it's just, I wanted to find a way to serve again. This is my mission. So this is very, very personal to me. And when I first go out, people say, oh, no, another vodka. I'm like, well, just give me a few minutes and let me tell you the difference between mine.
Yeah.
And that's that, you know.
So what is it?
We're 100% American made. Better known, certified by the National Better Known Business Association. 6 gold medals, 4 silver medals, made from 100% American grain, which is corn. And there's a real person behind the label and a real mission, because when you look at the spirits industry, there's only just a couple of real people behind those labels. The rest of them are great big corporations. Tito's Vodka is another great American. Of course, everybody knows Tito's Vodka, so I have some big competition there. But Tito's a great guy. I met him, and he said, Travis, you have a great story. Stick with it. And he said, I got discontinued 5 times in the largest liquor chain in Texas. Went bankrupt a few times, maxed out some credit cards. But 20 years later, you know, he's the hottest brand on the planet. Yeah.
Wow. And what did you say you're in, how many states?
25 states, sir. Yeah, it just takes time to change people's buying habits. So that's why I like talking to people like you that gets the word out about what we're doing, because it's hard to get through all that noise, because we don't have the war chest that these people have. You know, I'm not going to spend $50,000 for a 1-page ad, because I got to think about, you know, I could help a lot of people with that money. And so I'm using the slow approach, you know, using my network, my connections, making friends with people, because in business, the worst thing you can do is shove your business card down someone's throat or offer them a product that's not really that good or it's overpriced. So,
well, now you're right there in Nashville. You're right there in Nashville. I mean, I would think you'd enlist some of your, you know, country music guys that to get behind this. Have you done that? Or have you tried?
I would like to, but you know, them guys come with the price tag too. They all want money to be the face of that. So But we've had a few help out. Lee Greenwood's done some things with me. Aaron Tippin showed up at some events and people like that. But you've got a lot of them that's coming out with their own brands now. Blake Shelton just has a vodka that just came out. And Blake's father was an Army veteran, I believe. But but with mine, it is, you know, if you like vodka, if you want to support American-made products, you want to help veterans, all you got to do is buy my product. I made it very simple. I didn't want to start up another 501(c), because there's far too many of them. I want to create a business that automatically has that built in their DNA, that gives back, that's award-winning and honors service and sacrifice the right way.
Well, you've certainly been somewhat successful garnering some media attention. All the Military Times publications.
Right. CNBC.
Chelsea Lately Show, CNBC. But now you know you've hit it. You've hit the pinnacle of achievement.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're on our show.
And did anybody mention?
Thank you.
Did anybody mention the price to you?
No. At first, people, the price. But what's the great thing about the price? So if you do like Tito's, you're going to love Heroes.
I'm talking about the price for being on this show.
For what I just said. Yeah. The little
plug. Oh, okay.
There.
The price. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We can invoice you later.
A little slow on the pickup there, Travis.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This morning sometimes we're a little slow.
Well, and what is give me the idea of the give back process? What in terms of giving back to the veterans?
Okay, so it's every purchase supports American veterans. So what that means is the 10% or more that we give back, and that goes by the state we sell it in. And that's from our profits. But guess what? We're just being profitable this year. It takes a little while to pay off your investment.
Yeah.
So we've been fortunate to do that now. But we've given back $100,000 since the beginning.
Wow,
that's
great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. But now, we do that by the state. So we still in Tennessee, comes back to Tennessee. What we still in New York goes back to New York because there's veterans in every community and people like to support local products. And that's the great thing about us. We're actually kind of local everywhere we go because that money comes back to the state and through our partnership with AMVETS, American Veterans. We also work with the Fold a Flag Foundation in Nevada. So I have a special gift back there because the executive director for the Fold a Flag Foundation is also the executive director for the Vegas Golden Knights Foundation.
Yeah, that's cool.
With the West Point. And his boss went to West Point, Mr. Bill Foley, the billionaire that owns a bunch of old Charlie's restaurants, the hockey team, and things like that.
Kind of nice to know that guy.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, so it's just crazy about the veteran community, the networking. You meet one person, they'll introduce you to another person, and, we want to see each other succeed, and I wish, we could, just do business the right way where everybody wins, and the American dream is still there. You just really have to work with it, and you got to be genuine and honest and try to be the best person you can every day.
Heroes Vodka is the name of it. Travis McVeigh. What's the best place? Is it heroesvodka.com to find out where you are?
Yes, sir. And that's the Heroes with the two E's in it because some people forget that. It's Heroes vodka.com.
There you go. Tomatoes, tomato.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much, man. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Take care, brother.
We'll be right back here in the nation. Give me a little toast there.
Cheers and Semper Fidelis. I appreciate it, guys. And go out and get some Heroes Vodka when you can.
There you go. We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, welcome back in to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and it's time for the VSP Eye Insights, VSP Vision Care, of course, the great new partner of the National Defense. And every week, we're going to bring you the Eye Insights with the VSP to tell you about your eyes and your vision, what you need to know. And we have Dr. Daniel Mannon here with us on the program. Dr. Mannon, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So now you're the chairman of the board for VSP Global, and you've been affiliated with the company for 20 years. And my question is, because you were an optometrist with the Navy, naval commander, and you started at Balboa Naval Hospital in San Diego, which I'm very familiar with because I lived in San Diego for a while. Whatever got you out of San Diego?
Well, good question. I am from Oregon originally. That's where I live now. And it was with kicking and screaming that we went to Oregon. But that's where my roots are. But my son lives in San Diego now, and so we get back whenever we get a chance.
Great place. Great place. And so how did you get associated with the VSP Vision Care?
Well, I've been a VSP eye doctor provider for many years.
Sure.
And was asked to do some smaller tasks for VSP Vision along the way, and ultimately found my niche and have been now on the board of directors for the last 20 years.
Well, thank you for your service. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And I did get my eye exam just this week, and not because it's
I'm proud of you.
Not because it's World Glaucoma Week, but it just happened to fall in line. VSP was my provider. I had no idea. And I get in there, and it's been a couple of years since I've had an eye exam. And I will be honest with you, I had no idea of the advancement in just what they're able to look for now, such as glaucoma.
Yeah, glaucoma is a scary one because it's a disease without symptoms and that doesn't have any early warning signs. So it's one that we're always watching for when a patient comes in.
And that's one thing that they can detect almost immediately with an eye exam, correct?
Well, I think it would be maybe a better way to say that is it's best to diagnose by comparative examination. So comparing findings from one examination to the next. So change over time is always one of the important clues in any disease diagnosis.
So, Dr. Mannin, who is at risk for glaucoma?
Well, I guess I would say that virtually everybody is at risk. However, there are certainly groups of people who are at higher risk. I can just list a few for you.
Sure.
African-Americans, certainly. People over 60, people who have had a family history of glaucoma, so somebody else in the family has already either has the problem or has been diagnosed. People with high nearsightedness, high blood pressure. The list is quite extensive, but all those at-risk people have a higher possibility of having glaucoma.
Yeah, and you know, you hear about glaucoma a lot, but I don't hear about much treatment. How is it prevented and how is it treated?
Well, glaucoma really cannot be prevented, but the real key in glaucoma is early detection and early intervention and early treatment. Treatment can be anything from eye pressure lowering eye drops to oral systemic medication, and then sometimes surgery if it's appropriate. So, but the real trick is to get after the problem early on, because what glaucoma is, it's the gradual loss of vision over time that occurs with damage to the optic nerve. And if you think about the optic nerve is part of our nervous system. So anything that you lose about the nervous system is gone forever. So the trick is to prevent that and to get in and intervene as soon as possible.
Well, and also, Dr. Mannin, there's a follow-up, right? You know, I was talking to my optometrist this week, and he had a case of glaucoma that was early on, but that follow-up is so important, right?
Well, absolutely, because not only when you initiate any kind of treatment, you're, of course, hoping that it's going to be effective, but the way you judge effectiveness is to test again and see how good you're doing. And so it's one that, because, again, it doesn't have any symptoms or signs that would let you know either good or bad, you have to follow your doctor's instructions and be checked regularly in order to manage the disease.
Dr. Daniel Mannin here on the National Defense. Dr. Mannin, thank you so much. Eye Insights with VSP will be back here with a brand new subject next week on the National Defense.